To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. May all living beings have happiness. May they possess the true causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering. May they be free from the true causes of suffering. May all living beings never be separated from the pure joy of Nirvana liberation. May all living beings abide in equanimity, their minds free from great attachment, great hatred, and great ignorance. As much as possible, cultivate the pure superior motivation of bodhicitta. And think, I will engage in this meditation on mindfulness of breath and mindfulness of mind in order to step by step completely pacify and subdue my own mind and discover the pure conventional nature of mind, the natural mind. And step by step achieve insight into the ultimate nature of mind, self, and all phenomena. And quickly attain perfect enlightenment in order to serve the welfare of all living beings equally and without exception. Then, for a short time, in order to subdue the mind, practice mindfulness of the breath. In this case, by observing the rising and falling of the abdomen with each in-breath and each out-breath. As you breathe in, focus down near the navel and observe the rising with the expanding of the abdomen, keeping the focus of your concentration at the level of the navel. Observe as you breathe out the falling of the abdomen, and simply be mindful, like making a mental note for oneself, rising with the in-breath, falling as you observe the out-breath. And focusing like this, bring your concentration down through the body and be focused at the level of the navel, not as though you're looking down from above, from the brain, from the head, but mindful at this point of the body, in the body itself. Concentrating with the mind and the focus of the mind lower down in the body at the level of the navel. Meditate on the rising and falling. You may find it helpful in order to bring your attention down through the body, in the body. Begin by mentally scanning, bringing the attention of your mind to the head and the face area of your body. And now scan down through the face and the head. Bringing your attention down through the neck and the shoulders and the arms. Your attention moving down through the body itself. Become mindful of your chest, your upper back, moving the focus of your mind down to the lower back and the stomach, towards the sensation of your backside, the pressure of your backside and thighs on the chair or the cushion. Become mindful of the thighs and the calves and your feet. Observe the feeling of sensations in the soles of your feet, your mind and mindfulness having flowed right down to the soles of the feet. Now mentally scan back up from the feet. Become mindful of the ankles, the calves and shins, the knees, the thighs, the hips, the pelvis. Your attention arrives at the level of your navel, the belly button. And keep your attention there, observing the rising and falling of the abdomen with each in-breath. And with each out-breath. And don't pay attention to whatever thoughts arise, distractions from sounds, smells, sights, and so on. Concentrate single-pointedly on the rising and falling with each in-breath and each out-breath. Now, having settled the mind to some extent, observing the rising and falling, now observe the mind itself as it is, here and now, and moment by moment for you. Don't try to suppress any thought or movement or activity of your mind. And don't engage with the thoughts that arise, the experiences that arise in your mind, any visions, memories, images. Don't engage with the internal chatter of the mind. Simply ask yourself, what is mind? Without seeking an answer, trying to remember any definition. But try to discover the naturally abiding mind yourself. To do this, simply observe the mind as it is for you moment by moment. And if thoughts are arising, observe them like you would looking at the sky that is filled with clouds moving through your vision in front of you in the sky. The wind blows clouds, and eventually they disappear. More clouds may arise. They will abide for some time and then pass or disappear. Like that, whatever arises in the mind, simply observe and know it as it is, as mere mental activity, whether negative or positive, observe it as mere mental activity. Cultivate part of the mind that is watchful and mindful of the mind itself, without engaging in any way or empowering in any way what arises. Simply observe and release. No thought or memory can remain. Simply observe with an acceptance and a mindfulness that this is mere mental activity. Observe the mind. With this meditation practice, we are cultivating part of the mind, watchful and mindful of the mind itself. Mind watching mind. Usually our attention is drawn into the thoughts that arise, engaging with them, through the force of attraction, maybe expanding on, developing a thought or an idea, with aversion we may try to suppress. Most of the time we're just thinking. Imprints from the past arising, demanding our attention, and we engage with and we think, we remember and expand on memories, continuously commenting within our minds on what's arising, reacting to what's arising, responding to what's arising, and in this way empowering the habit, empowering the mental activity. In this case, train your mind to let go and simply observe, accepting as it is. Become skilled at letting go and observe. Relax and observe. Try not to react and create more imprints that will arise as experience in the future of agitation, the destructive emotions, and so on. As you're developing this mindfulness of the mind, one part of the mind is trained to simply observe the mind as it is, arising, abiding, and passing of mental activity, if that is the case. Keep the focus of your attention and concentration on simply observing the mind. And at the same time, cultivate alertness, a watchfulness, so that you can recognize if your attention is drawn into the mental activity, engaging with and empowering, reacting to whatever is arising in your mind. Mindfulness and watchfulness or alertness working together so that you remain abiding in the moment, mindful of the mind as it is. And as the mind becomes relaxed, and it will in time, step by step, and the thoughts and mental activity becomes less, pay attention particularly to the disappearing of the present thought, memory, image, or activity arising in your mind. Observe it disappear, and before the next thought or activity of the mind arises, you'll start to recognize a gap between the thoughts, like a space between the thoughts or the mental activity. Focus your attention on that absence within that gap. Within that gap or space between a present thought that has now ceased and before a future thought arises, you will discover the naturally abiding mind. The primordial mind itself of clarity and awareness. As you're observing the mind, if it is the case that your mind is very active, thoughts continuously arising, abiding and passing, this is normal. You are observing the mind as it is for you. Release. Release the attention that you give to the arisings of thoughts, memories and imaginings. The internal discursive chatter. It cannot remain. Not one thought or feeling, imagining can remain. Because it is a product, it is impermanent. Observe for yourself and learn. And release, continuously letting go. No matter how many thoughts may arise for you, observe and release. Don't react. Don't engage with and create more agitation and imprints that will arise as thoughts and agitation in the future. Observe with acceptance and release. observing the mind relax and release. Try not to sit there thinking. Try not to stimulate more thoughts with your attention, your attraction, or your aversion. Don't sit there remembering and consciously engaging with memories. Don't imagine. Disregard the future. Don't analyze anything. Don't analyze the mind, the feelings, images. And don't worry. Just release worries as they arise. They will pass and disappear. That is their nature. The same with fears and anxiety, arising through the force of habit, conditions, and past seeds and imprints in your mind. Observe, it can only abide for some time, not empowering and engaging with whatever arises, such as fears or worries. They must pass. It is their nature. Recognize this for yourself. You will see that freedom is possible because it is the nature of the mind. That is, it is impermanent. It is not self-sustaining. Observe and release, and abide moment by moment, mindful of the mind as it is. When your mind is relaxed and there is an absence of mental activity, concentrate single-pointedly on that absence and discover your naturally abiding mind, the primordial mind of clarity and awareness itself. Cultivate a single-pointed concentration on just that. With whatever arises in the mind, simply observe and be mindful this is mere mental activity. And observing whatever has arisen, watch it disappear. if followed by another mental activity, a thought, a memory. Again, observe and recognize this is mere mental activity and watch it disappear. Whatever arises in the mind can only abide for some time, and then it will disappear. Recognize this. Freedom is possible because of the very nature of the mental activity itself. Relax and don't react. Observe and be mindful of the mind as it is. So then, to conclude the meditation, recollect the motivation cultivated at the beginning. Having cultivated thoughts of others and the welfare of others, and the intention or wish to achieve one's own enlightenment, dedicate the accumulated merit and virtue or wholesome karma from meditating on mind, meditating on the breath. And think through this accumulated merit and wholesome karma. May this be a principal cause for not only myself, but for all living beings to very quickly and very easily achieve peace, liberation, and enduring happiness. And a principal cause for oneself and all living beings to quickly achieve the realization of one's innate and natural potential by achieving perfect enlightenment Buddhahood. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of wisdom and merit and attain the two holy bodies arisen from wisdom and merit. May the precious superior mind of enlightenment be generated in those who have not yet generated it, and not decrease in those who have developed it, but increase continuously.